Hello, this is Angus Ketchot, Extension Entomologist with Mississippi State University. Today is Friday, June 28th. Over the last 2 weeks, I've gotten a number of calls from consultants who are running southwestern corn borer traps indicating that their numbers have rose to pretty high levels. In some cases, they've been running anywhere from 150 to 300, but in other cases, we've had consultants actually reporting trap numbers in inches deep. Now, this is unusual for us the last probably 7 or 8 years, but probably as little as a decade ago, that was not uncommon at all. But with the widespread use of BT corn, for the most part, we've had pretty much a population suppression, and we don't see those kind of numbers year in, year out. Now, with the increase in corn acres, we've also had a fair amount more non-BT refuge corn planted. So the highest numbers of moths being caught are actually on corn, but particularly non-BT corn on non-BT corn. So those are the numbers where the really high numbers are being caught in the traps or in those situations. So what do you do and when do you need a spray? Now, threshold is 25% infested plant, eggs, or larvae. But I believe everybody knows, but for the most part, it's very difficult to scout for eggs. And what we're essentially doing these days is we're using traps to correlate what levels of infestation we have in the field. Now, this is not an exact science, but for the most part, about 200 moths or 200 to 250 moths generally will equal about a 25% threshold 7 days later. So what we do is we watch our trap numbers, and you really need to monitor each field independently to make these decisions. But monitor your trap numbers the best you can. When numbers hit a couple hundred, 5 to 7 days later, generally an application is warranted at that time. Now, these really high numbers that we're running into, it's no different than the low numbers. We still need to make an application, and the materials that we have available, Intrepid, Prevathon, Besiege, those materials are very good with a long residual, and you should be good. So when your trap numbers peak, when you get up over, you know, several hundred, 5 to 7 days later, you know, make an application. I will warn you a little bit. We do have European corn borers very prevalent in the state, actually, and these traps don't catch them. So it's still worth going in the field and scouting, because I'd hate for you to have a big infestation of European corn borers and lose yield and not know it because you're not going in the field. You're only relying on your southwestern corn borer traps. So I expect in the next 7 to 10 days, probably the northern part of the state and the northwest part of the state will probably start picking up their numbers as well, and they'll be making applications. Now, keep in mind, we usually terminate sprays once we get to hard dose. When you get to that stage, you can pretty much terminate any insecticide application for southwestern corn borer. Thank you.